The 4th Annual Immigrant Welcome Awards ceremony is tomorrow in Urbana. They're sponsored by the CU Immigration Forum, the cities of Champaign and Urbana, the Muslim American Society of Urbana-Champaign, and the Urbana Free Library. Nancy Ramirez Blancas is receiving this year's Student Leadership Award. She's the president of ICAUSE on the University of Illinois Urbana campus, which stands for Illinois Coalition Assisting Undocumented Students Education. I spoke with Ramirez Blancas yesterday at her office inside La Casa Cultural Latina on the U of I campus and asked her how it felt to receive this award.
I'm very humbled. I'm very happy. This really validates, you know, the cause that, you know, we fight for, and, you know, we put a lot of work into what we do. And so knowing that we're being recognized, you know, in some sense, for all the work that we've done, for all the work that I've done, it's just an amazing thing. And it just, like I said, it validates that feeling even more. It just encourages me and empowers me more to continue doing this sort of advocacy work.
Sure. And maybe for our listeners who aren't familiar with ICAUSE, if you could just explain, you know, the purpose of the organization and the work you do here on campus.
So ICAUSE stands for Illinois Coalition Assisting Undocumented Students Education, and it's an advocacy group that was put together by a group of undocumented students here at the university last year when we all got together because we noticed that we were all experiencing the same struggles here at the university in terms with the administration process when it came to in-state tuition, vaccinations. It also, we were categorized as international students, so there was just a lot of administrative problems in terms of with our applications and our financial concerns. And so when we came together and realized all these struggles, that's when we put ICAUSE together in the hopes to ease those, minimize those problems and work with the university to encourage them to help students, undocumented students specifically, to navigate the university a lot easier.
And can you just talk about some of the progress you've been able to make on that front?
Oh, yes, we definitely have made a lot of progress. So this year we launched the university's webpage on undocumented students. And it's just it's a webpage that's for undocumented students that kind of tells them what to do on how to navigate the university process, the university's administration process. And it also recognizes La Casa as one of the place for undocumented students to come when they need any type of resources.
Yeah, and maybe if you could, maybe sharing your story, you know, how you came to the United States, mm-hmm. and, you know, and kind of your journey to where you are now.
So I came here when I was one. My mother was suffering violence in Mexico, and I think out of desperation and fear of wanting to protect the only thing that kind of she had, which was me, she brought me over here to kind of get me away from that violence. And then so when we moved to the suburbs, that completely changed everything. The suburbs is definitely a lot more calmer, very nice communities. And so I grew up in a predominantly white community. Went to a predominantly white high school and middle school. And so I grew up like any other student. I was very active as a child. I played the violin. I had to travel for an orchestra concert. So we were offered a study abroad program in high school when you're in the orchestra. And so that's when I found out that I was undocumented. That's when my mom told me I didn't have a social security number or a passport. And so knowing that I was undocumented really kind of destroyed sort of the career path that I was, you know, that I chose at that time. And mind that I graduated high school in 2006. And so up until 2012, when previous President Obama passed the executive order, I actually fell into very deep depression. I attempted suicide at one point in my life, and for 6 years of my life, I was probably at the lowest of my low. And when Obama passed that executive order and DACA was issued, that was really the day that I kind of jumped onto that bandwagon. It was the only bandwagon that I jumped onto. I mean, it opened so many doors for me. I was able to go back to school. I was able to get a really good job, and I had to learn how to drive a car in a month and take my driver's license test. And I mean, it all just happened so fast that you know, when I started attending my community college, Harper College in Palatine, I just started working so hard, I became president of Phi Delta Kappa in the honors program. I was heavily involved with environmental causes and biology awareness. I just got heavily involved with the advocacy work. So when I transferred here, I just wanted to continue that work. And my entire life has really been a struggle. And so I don't want to be like that anymore. I want to be equally represented like everybody else.
What misconceptions do you think there are out there about DACA recipients in general?
For one, we do not receive any health care, no health care for us. So we cannot apply for Affordable Care Act or any of those insurance companies unless it's through a privatized or through a job. We are definitely not criminals. Like I said, 800,000 of all DACA recipients are out of a population of about roughly 11 million undocumented documented people. Those 800,000 really had to go through a vigorous guideline to be able to receive that permit. And one of those is not having no criminal background. And so when we hear people say that, you know, we are rapists, murderers, you know, we're at least DACA recipients, they're not. They're probably like the best of the best.
You know, with the Trump administration's announcement here earlier this month that they're ending the DACA program here in the next 6 months, how confident are you that Congress can come up with some sort of a solution that will at least in some form, you know, maintain the DACA program?
When Obama passed that executive order, he himself said that this was just a temporary thing. We all knew this was temporary. And, you know, Trump ending it, it's really that wake-up call for Congress to really pass something. And you know what? I'm pretty confident that they will. There's four circulating bills right now that are circulating in Congress that all should, in some sense, provide some permanent solution for either DACA recipients and or immigrants. And so if one of them passes, it really would help us, I mean, in terms of here in the university, I mean, we're all students, and our main goal is to graduate. I cannot say that it's the same for all 800,000, you know, DACA recipients, but, you know, I hope that they can take that into perspective, that, you know, we are model citizens and that we are really doing the best we can.
That's Nancy Ramirez-Blancas, winner of this year's Student Leadership Award. She'll receive the honor at tomorrow's Immigration Welcome Awards in Urbana. And you can find a list of all of this year's Immigration Welcome Award recipients at our website, willnews.org.